Welcome to the Working Mums Podcast. You're going to learn how to manage your mind and your emotions so that you start to enjoy your job, your kids, and yourself again without all the shitty mum guilt. I'm your host, Nikki Bevan, the loving, no bullshit life coach for working mums. And I invite you to join me each week for a lesson that's going to make you feel calmer and much more in control of your life. It's not going to be a polished, perfect podcast because, hey, life just isn't like that. But I do promise you that it will be full of tools that you can take away and use in your life right now. You are not going to want to miss what I have to teach you. So whether you're listening to me in your car, on a walk, or whilst you're cooking your tea, I'm truly grateful to be having this conversation with you. Let's go. Welcome to this week's podcast. I have to warn you, I'm feeling very passionate about this topic. So I think this might come across a little bit of a rant. So I apologize ahead of time if my passion offends you. That is absolutely not my intention. But I do kind of want to very lovingly give you a bit of a shake. Here's what I'm passionate about. I hear a number of mums describing their husband or partner as incapable. He's not interested. He's incapable. He doesn't know what he's doing. And when we think that, we feel anxious, nervous, definitely some form of uptightness. And then we think we've got to do everything, right? And from anxious and that kind of uptight, we then try and do everything. And even if we do let dad look after the kids, they're like, but you have to do it this way. You've got to do this, and you've got to do that, and you've got to do it this way. As if our way as mum is the right way. And I gotta tell you, this kind of pisses me off. Because I see a lot of dads in this world that want to be more hands-on. But because the mum is thinking she has to do everything, they don't even get a chance. And then they feel really discouraged. They withdraw, they hold back. And then that just feeds into the mum. See, look at how he's behaving. He doesn't want to get involved. I have to do everything. And it's this vicious cycle. And I see it all the time. I hear mums say, I have to be there. Like my child needs me. And I'm not saying that if it was a very serious situation, probably both parents want to be there. I get it. But if it's the school run, if it's doing the washing, if it's one of the kids off poorly and dad's around, the fact that he is a fully functioning adult means that he is very capable of looking after his children. And that does not have to look like the way that you do it. There is a reason why we have masculine and feminine energy. It is not that one is better than the other, it's that as a balance, one massively complements the other. Now, I'm not saying this has come easy to me. I have had to do my work around it. But when I've taken a step back and when I've said to Johnny, mate, you've got this, do it your way, he is an amazing dad. And he is an amazing dad because I have let him do it his way. But when everybody has to do it our way, oh my gosh, life is just fucking exhausting. Because have you noticed? They don't do it the way we want them to do it. But that's what's so beautiful. That's what gives us the amazing balance in life. And life is a balance. And I think the only reason that you want to do everything is because you love your child so deeply. You love them so much. And it's hard, isn't it, to give that responsibility to someone else? Because if you're in control and they're always with you and you're looking after them and you're protecting them, like it's almost as if nothing bad is going to happen to them. But I am so sorry to tell you that our children, my children, your children are going to experience negative situations. We cannot wrap them in bubble wrap and hope they're never exposed to it. And actually, if they're never exposed to negativity, they don't build the emotional resilience to get over it. If you're always doing everything for them and there for them, you're just feeding into an insecurity that they then think there's something dangerous in the world. And I'm not saying there isn't. But when you've got you don't need your child to then need you. It is not your child's job to make you feel safe, secure. It's not their job. And when you believe, and right in the middle of the word believe is lie, when you lie to yourself that you have to do everything, you are creating a fuck ton of pressure for yourself. Now, there might be some men in the world that actually don't want anything to do with their kids. There might be that. I'm not saying for you and your situation there isn't. But just look at your behavior for a second. Are you encouraging their dad to do things? Or is your behavior rip underlying? With this underlined with this ripple of he's incompetent. Just with fascination, with absolute like curiosity, where is that energy coming from? So when I did this work for myself, when I realized that it was my job to make me feel, not my kids, and certainly not my husband. I was able to take a deep breath, take a step back, and I was then able to say, hey, I'm going away for a few days. I know you've got it covered. I didn't need to write lists of what they had to do. I didn't need to write, a schedule of what had to be done when or what food they had to eat. I didn't even get any food in. I was like, let me know if you want me to do anything. And there were a couple of things that I said to Johnny, you might not be aware of this, this, and this, but not from a patronizing, you haven't got a clue situation, like energy, but from a, you probably don't know because it just doesn't come into your energy, like into your space. But when we stop thinking we have to do everything, because that's a lie, we do not. Even if your husband isn't interested, still doesn't mean you have to do everything. He is a grown ass man. He is more than capable. You're just not letting him because of your insecurities. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to say it like that. And I mean it with so much love, but it's true. Your children will be better for having the balance. Because if I mothered them all the time, my boys, like, they wouldn't do anything. Because I'd be like, oh no, you might hurt yourself. And when you hurt yourself, I feel really bad and I don't want to feel bad. Brené Brown actually covers this really well. I can't remember, I'm really sorry, I can't remember which book, but she said about this in. But how we always say to our children, bye, take care, go careful, mind. Go careful. And it's because we love them that we want them to go careful. I get it, me too. But actually, what that's telling them is the world's a dangerous place. It's really scary. Don't get hurt. Rather than now, what when I've learned that, what I now say is to my boys, be uncomfortable. You can handle it because I know I can handle it. Now, I know shit things happen to children in this world. I do. And I want to feel horrified by that. But I don't need to create that ahead of time for myself or for them. Because I know I can handle any situation because I've learned emotional resilience. I've learned. I really want to emphasize that because I wasn't taught. You weren't taught. It is a skill that we get to learn. So when you've got you are then able to release some of that control to your partner. And it might look like them going to the chippy. It might look like them getting a takeaway. It might look like them letting the children play with things that you wouldn't let them play with. But that's okay too. Because what I notice my husband is able to do is he is able to let them jump off shit that I would be frightened about. He does see the world differently because he has a different energy. And that's what creates the beautiful balance. So the things that I would panic about, he doesn't. And actually vice versa. There are some things that he panics about. I'm like, this is they're fine, mate. Like they're gonna be all right. That's the beautiful balance. But when you're all caught up in this lie that you have to do everything and that your husband's incapable, that's exactly what you create. And look, if you love doing everything, brilliant. But don't then lie to yourself by telling yourself you have to do it. You actually want to do it. So there is a scenario. I was with someone a while ago. And their child was poorly, and the dad was with them, but they were like, "Oh no, I have to go because I have to be with my child." You know, dad's dad, but you know, they need their mum. Do they? Really? For just 2 hours, they can't live without you? I would suggest that has a lot more to do with you and your insecurities rather than anything to do with the dad. And if it is you, that is the best news because you are the only person you can control. We cannot control the husbands. We cannot control the kids. But you can learn to control you. And when you've got you, and when you've built that emotional resilience, you are so much freer in your life. So I hope my rant hasn't offended you. It isn't my intention to do that. But I do think as mums, we put a fuck ton more pressure on ourselves than we have to because we aren't willing to release some of the control that we think we have. And I know, having done this work for myself now, how I'm able to go off with my mates for a couple of days. And I might say to Johnny and the boys, by the way, if you don't do any washing, you're going to have dirty school clothes on Monday. But that's all I say. And off I go. And do you know what? It teaches them so much more about being independent. And I get to have a nice time. And I would just like to invite that this you could have this too for yourself. And look, if you want to talk more about it, very lovingly, I will call you out on your bullshit because their husband is not. If he's a fully functioning adult, he's not incapable. And when you think it is, that's exactly what you create because you don't let him learn. You don't let him do it his way. You don't let him have a go. And that will feed into his insecurities. And of course, then everyone just withdraws. So I hope this helps you. I hope this helps you just take a really deep breath. Have the willingness to have your own back and let your husband maybe do it his way, because your way isn't right and your way isn't wrong, but neither is his. Have the most amazing week. Bye.